It's Idaho Matters on a Thursday. I'm George Prentice. This is Boise State Public Radio. You've heard us report before about waters being stocked by Idaho Fish and Game. A few hundred trout in a river, a few salmon in a lake, maybe a few dozen catfish in a pond. What does that add up to? Try 30 million fish a year. Pause for a second. 30 million fish every single year in Idaho. We wanted to go behind that number and find out how that is possibly done. Joining us today is Gene McPherson. He is the fish production manager with Idaho Fish and Game. Gene, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Can you confirm that? Is that real?
Yes, that's an actual number. It's approximately 30 million fish annually. It's a combination of resident species fish as well as anadromous fish. Various sizes, all the way from fry, which probably inch and a half long, up to the adult outplants that we do when we have fish available for the Boise River.
On certain months of the year, is it, or is it?
It varies. Starts real early in the spring. Some bodies of water in this area are stocked almost year-round, depending on the availability and the ice covering and that sort of thing.
So can you tell us what kind of fish you stock each year?
Quite a variety. We stock rainbow trout, cutthroat trout, kokanee, chinook salmon, steelhead, catfish, tiger muskie, brook trout, which are sterile, sockeye salmon, grayling, and few other various things as we go along.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for 42 years.
I've got to assume you must like it or possibly love it.
Yes, I like it. I started actually right out of high school, so it's been a little longer than that.
But it sounds like
for the department, it's 42 years.
Sounds like a great job.
It is. It's very interesting.
Okay, so maybe a few more numbers for us. How many hatcheries are there in Idaho?
We have 19 hatcheries in Idaho. 11 of these are the anadromous hatcheries, which produce Chinook salmon, steelhead, and sockeye.
And are they scattered around the state?
They are scattered statewide, almost to the Canadian line, off the Pendere system, and clear down southern Idaho, Henry's Lake, Grace. I mean, they're scattered.
Are some significantly bigger than others?
Yes, some of our anadromous facilities are fairly large, the steelhead producing facilities, and then we have some of our resident trout, rainbow, catchable producing facilities are pretty extensive.
I've been to a few. I've taken some foster kids on tours, et cetera, but does the public have access?
Yes, at most facilities we do have access. We provide a lot of school tours throughout the year, interactive programs. We do trout in the classroom type programs.
But it's great stuff. It's really a destination. And I got to tell you that the kids just talk about it forever once they've gone once.
Yeah, it'll make memories that they won't soon forget. And I know the teachers and stuff and that come with these children, it makes lasting memories for everybody.
Okay, where did the fish go?
We've got quite a variety of places we stock. High mountain lakes, for instance, rivers, lakes, cities, ponds, reservoirs. Essentially any body of water that is accessible to the public and that will support fish.
And how do you decide which fish go where?
Well, we've got we work with our Idaho Department of Fish and Game fisheries management plan, essentially. But then we work with our regional fisheries manager. We have seven different regions within the department and the state. And the hatchery production folks work with the regional managers. We determine what areas are more accessible to anglers, where we're going to get the best catch rates, return to creel. We're sensitive to the native species in the area. We don't want to stock fish. It's going to have an adverse effect on any native species, like I said, and then just whatever's accessible.
And I'm assuming that a fair amount of the public likes to know this information.
Yes, they do.
How do they keep track of it?
Most of our facilities that stock catchables on a real regular basis, catchable-sized rainbow, I should say, put out a stocking report once a week, and it's we don't try to pin down the day we're going to be there.
It's a range of days,
yeah, depending on the schedule. Things change from a day-to-day basis.
I think I saw that there was some stocking this week in the Boise River near the Glenwood Bridge, a range of dates.
Yeah, those would come out of the Nampa Hatchery, and like I said, they're stocking fish almost year-round.
And anglers in particular are keeping a close eye on those announcements. But is this available on your website?
Yes, there is. And there's the fish planner section on the website is available. There's a hatchery section in the fishery section on the website as well.
Very cool.
All the stocking information is available. It's public knowledge.
We're talking to Gene McPherson. He's a fish production manager with the Idaho Fish and Game. So how do you get the fish from the hatcheries to the waterways all over the state? There's a science to this. I'm sure there's an art, but it's got to be a science.
Yeah, it's a science. It's a highly coordinated effort. Like I said, we coordinate with the regional fish managers, as I said earlier.
But technically, paint us a word picture of how this happens.
We've got a multitude of equipment. We have stocking trucks that range from a 3/4 ton-sized pickup with a 300-gallon tank up to a truck and trailer type over the road semi, and then we use fixed wing aircraft as well. We use horseback. We use backpackers.
Hold it. I'm sorry. Let's pause here. I'm sorry. What? So let's go aircraft.
We stock mountain lakes with resident species throughout the state.
So you're flying into backcountry.
They're backcountry flights. If you're camped out at a mountain lake and you see an airplane dive bomb in the lake, that's some of our fish being stocked in. And they're stocked in as fry-sized fish, generally about an inch and a half long.
And horseback?
We have folks that take them in by horseback. Some of our conservation officers have horses, and we'll bag up the fish, and they'll transport them into the lakes. And we have a group of volunteers in different parts of the state that also they'll backpack fish into mountain lakes for us as well.
Every year?
Every year.
Wow. I'm just stunned at that. This mental picture. That sounds pretty cool.
Generally about 200 lakes per year, roughly, on the schedule.
Wow.
We do. It's on a rotation.
And are these fish stocked for fishermen to catch primarily?
Predominantly, most of them are. There are some conservation facilities or sockeye producing facilities, and we don't have a fishery on sockeye. They're protected, but just about everything else at one time of its life stage that is stocked will be available for fishermen.
Are you a fisherman?
Yes, I am.
Where do you go?
I like the mountain lakes pretty much exclusively, I think.
Have you gone this summer?
I have not had the opportunity to go this summer.
When are you heading out next?
That's a good question.
We probably all live vicariously through each other's trips, you know.
Pretty much. It'll be probably a little later on in the fall when things start to cool down.
And what do you like to go for?
Oh, I like good brook trout or good cutthroat.
Hello. Yeah. Let's talk money here. How much does the stocking program cost?
Well, annually, roughly, the resident program, the trout program, is about a $4 million bill annually. The anadromous side of the program, the salmon, steelhead, and sockeye program, is roughly about a $10 million bill for that one. A portion of this funding for the anadromous program comes from Idaho Power and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service through the Lower Snake River Compensation Plan. And then the rest of the money for the resident stuff, the majority of that is just from license sales. It's resident money. It comes from our angling public.
And user fees?
Yes.
We've got to talk about the importance of this to Idaho, certainly to our economy, to our culture. I mean, it is very much a part of who we are.
It is, culturally especially, but just in economic impact alone, anglers roughly spend about $210 million in the state. That's just angler spending on fishing gear and that sort of thing. And then when we have a salmon season or steelhead season, some of these river towns, they fare fairly well economically as well.
How is this year size up?
Well, the salmon season hasn't been too good. And the
salmon hasn't been good at
all.
Steelhead
hasn't been all that great either as well for this year.
So, but give us a hot spot to go. Give us some place to go.
That's a good question.
Give me your secret spot.
That's at that no-name creek up there.
Really?
No, places I like to go, if it's just for a casual day out, just maybe just go up and sit in the sand on the beach in Cascade Reservoir and throw some bait out there and sit back in a lawn chair and enjoy the weather and that kind of stuff.
I have to assume that you used to go with your dad.
I did. My dad was a conservation officer for us as well, and he had the backcountry districts up off the Lhoxaw and Selway drainage up north central Idaho, and I spent every summer I'd spend close to 2 weeks in the backcountry fishing mountain lakes with him. So that's where I developed the taste for fishing mountain lakes. And,
you know, for a fair amount of us, that's as good as Christmas.
It was. It was a very good experience.
Wow. Thank you for what you do. Thank you, your colleagues, too. It's a very big deal, and like I said, it's as much an art as it is a science.
Well, we've got a very dedicated group, and they like what they do, and they're very good at it.
Gene McPherson is fish production manager with Idaho Fish and Game, and the 30 million fish stocked by fishermen each year by the department. Gene, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Up next, how eating chip, can be healthy. We'll explain. Coming up, I'm George Prentice. This is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio.